Hello, everyone. Here is the introduction to week two. This week, we are highlighting inner development. We are asking ourselves the universal questions of who am I? What are my core beliefs? What am I holding on to? And what am I willing to release? Intuitive living is about being aligned with our truth. We cleanse the body of our limiting thoughts and beliefs. We work the energy centers of the body, the chakras, and release everything unaligned with our truth. We become powerful. Our vibration elevates and we learn to co-create with the universe. This week is about alignment. An intuitive remains in a state of high vibration. To remain here, we must question ourselves and be willing to become aligned with our truth. If there is anything unaligned, it may affect our vibration. Meaning, we need to know what we truly believe. This may not always be aligned with the truth of who we are. For example, if I continue to have financial difficulties, no matter how I manage money, I may have some hidden core beliefs about money, unconsciously self-sabotaging my abundance. I may have the best intentions, but if I keep finding myself in debt, there most likely is a hidden energy pattern needing to be addressed. There could be frequencies of lack, survivor's guilt, or unworthiness living within and secretly sabotaging alignment with the abundance vibration. Maybe we have a belief that we can only make money, enough money to survive. Maybe we believe if we make too much money, we won't be accepted by our family. These beliefs may sound silly, but if we have reoccurring difficulties, we may want to entertain this possibility. The frequency of lack or any number of limitations can live within our vibration. We don't do this purposefully. Most of the time, these are unconscious beliefs we have assumed from our families, friends, partners, co-workers, etc. If there is something that we want and it is not showing up, we must be willing to ask ourselves what we are holding that is keeping us from opening to our heart's desires. This is one way to help us release what no longer works and become aligned with the truth of who we are as connected, intuitive beings capable of everything. The other issue may be what we think we want is not in alignment with our highest purpose. Therefore, it will not show up. If it did show up, it would not serve our greatest purpose. We all came here for a high purpose. We're being asked to show up and merge with our truth. That means everything that is not in alignment with this will not come to fruition, or we will have to work extraordinarily hard to achieve what we think we want. When we finally achieve or desire, we remain unsatisfied, as if we are a hungry ghost seeking food and never being fulfilled. Becoming intuitive helps us discern our truth and be aligned with our highest purpose. This week, we are aligning ourselves through consciously working each energy center of the body, otherwise known as chakras. These energy centers can be found in many traditions throughout history. They have become a common way to address energy dysfunctions within and around the body. In this work, we are addressing the patterns of beliefs associated with these areas and how we can resolve and release our own thoughts and ideas unaligned with our highest potential. As an intuitive, we are seeking to be aligned with our truth. This helps us access and remain in a high vibrational state. Therefore, we can tune into our intuition easily. Lower frequency thoughts and ideas can have an impact on our vibration. Seeking to forgive and release anything within our current field of awareness our vibration, helps us become aligned with our desires, and it will inspire us to move in directions more aligned with our truth. Many of us continue to push hard at something when we are not getting the results we desire, when most likely we either need to pause and feel what is happening and why we keep hitting barriers. Then we can ask for help and work with Creator to co-create our highest potential. When we are real, things really show up. This is alignment with our truth. To prepare yourself for the coming week, allow journal time every day. As we process and deeply work with our thoughts and ideas, we will need adequate time allowing ourselves to write down our aha moments. These are light bulb moments that help us uncover these lower frequencies that are living in our field. Keeping your journal near you will help with this process. We never know when intuition will drop in. We've become proficient at accessing consciousness through our intuitive listening skills developed last week. Now it is time to trust in these and allow them to help us resolve and release what is no longer helping. If we have something we want to achieve in our life, there is nothing that is keeping it from showing up, and there is nothing that we must get rid of to make it happen. We merely need to tune in, learn to ask for help, and forgive. We know how to tune in from last week's lessons. This week, we are learning how to ask for assistance from Creator and forgive. Forgiveness is not about surrendering to anything you don't want or accepting there is nothing you can do. Rather, forgiveness is acceptance that you can't figure this out on your own and you need help. We surrender, ask for help, and forgive ourselves and others for anything related to what has been living within and around us. Imagine yourself as a beautiful diamond that has been under pressure for a very long time within the rocks. To find the diamond, we need help. We need to ask for assistance to chip away at what is covering up the beauty. We know the diamond is in there, and we don't know how to uncover it. This is surrender. We ask for help, knowing that something greater is listening. We forgive ourselves and all the people, places, and things that have ever been associated with this issue because we have been carrying dirt and debris for a very long time. We realize we can no longer carry this load. This is asking. We accept there is another way. We allow Creator to show us the path. And we tune into the synchronicities that begin to illuminate our path. People will show up with the right tools to help us. Places will emerge we never knew existed to guide us. Things will happen at just the right time. Therefore, we must clear out the lower frequencies not serving our vibration. As we do, the process becomes easier and easier. The guidance becomes more profound. We intuitively know and hear with elevated sensations. Therefore, taking time to do these lessons this week is ultra important. It will help the next 2 weeks become easier and put you on the path to elevated intuitive awareness at lightning speeds. Remember to take time for yourself, use your journal, and allow yourself this process.